New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist
Lisa Davis.
Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Andrea Donsky. Lisa Davis is away today, but she will be back next time. So at Naturally Savvy, we have one of our favorite topics is staying young, looking young, getting rid of those fine lines and wrinkles, building those bones. And we have a partner that we've been working with for a long time called NeoCell. And NeoCell is our Naturally Savvy sponsor for this month. And without them, we couldn't make Naturally Savvy possible. And we're very grateful to them. And today we're going to be talking about collagen and why it's important and why do we need to take collagen. And we're going to interview. I'm going to be speaking to the amazing Tim Mounts. Tim, welcome back to our show. You've been on our show many times, and I always love having you on because not only are you amazing to speak to, and I love our conversations, but also I love thinking about ways that I could look younger.
Don't we all? Well, thank you so much for having me on again. It's always a pleasure. I really look forward to this show. It's one of our favorites at NeoCell, and we're so happy to be a sponsor.
That's awesome. All right, so let's talk about looking younger. You know, I look in the mirror and I see these fine lines and these wrinkles, but I don't see as many because I do take my collagen. I'm very diligent about taking collagen, and that's something you have taught me, which I love. Let's talk about why, a good reminder, why do we need to be taking our collagen on a regular basis, not once in a while, but every single day?
Yeah, well, collagen is basically the foundation of all of our tissues in our body, and especially the skin. The skin is made of 75% collagen, but the problem is as we age, it breaks down. So we experience the fine lines, the wrinkling, the sagging of the skin because collagen declines. And so if we can do anything to affect the health of our collagen, it just shines outward. We can build our beauty from within, so we can rebuild the tissues that make up the skin and reduce those fine lines and wrinkles. The sagging of the skin, the drooping of the skin can be tightened up. The thickness and plumpness and softness of the skin begins to look better because our collagen is healthy. It's just such an important supplement for any anti-aging benefit, including hair and nails as well. People that try it love it, and it really lasts a long time and is the most important supplement that you can take when it comes to skin health.
Now, I know you've taught me, you know, in terms of collagen itself, it's a protein and it's abundant in our body. So it's perfectly safe for people of all ages to take it, right?
Yeah, well, my four-year-old daughter takes it on a daily basis because it helps children with growth and staying strong and reaching their full weight and potential. But it doesn't matter if you're in your golden years as well. It's never too late to start taking it. As far as we know, it's one of the safest supplements on earth to take. So it's appropriate for anybody at any age.
How quickly does it start working?
Well, it's funny because it really starts working the second that you start taking it. But it does take a little bit of time to rebuild the skin if that's the benefit that you're looking for. And if you think about your skin being cut, if you have a cut or a scrape, how long does that take to heal? Well, maybe a few weeks for it to actually be a lot better. That's similar to those deep fine lines and wrinkles. It's going to be about that same timeline. It doesn't mean that it's not working right away. The visible results do take a little bit of time to start showing up, but rest assured, something's going on from the second you start taking it.
And I love that too, because, you know, sometimes we don't see it, but it goes to where it needs to go. So if it's, let's say, for example, needs to repair your tissues, or if it's your bone strength, it may not necessarily go to, you know, the fine lines on your face, because that's not a priority for your body.
Yeah. And one of the great things is that it might take a little bit longer than, say, a serum or a lotion to start showing up in your skin. But the great news is it lasts a very long time. The half-life of collagen in the body is 8 years. So you could literally take a collagen supplement for a year straight, and those tissues that have been rebuilt can last for 8 or more years in your body. So, I mean, talk about a long-term benefit. That's great. You're not going to get that with a topical serum or lotion.
That is amazing. I did not know that. Wow, that's incredible. So what's the dosage that we should be taking on a regular basis?
Generally, kind of more is better. Most of the research shows anywhere between 2 and 10 grams. That's 2,000 or 10,000 milligrams. At NeoCell, we always stay about within that range, and we are clinically proven at our 6,000 milligram dosage. So generally, I say follow the suggested use on the back of our label. That's going to be enough. If people want to take a little bit more, that's totally fine too, because again, it's a very safe substance. a lot of people I know that start loading maybe for the first week or two, they'll double their dose just to kind of kickstart their body. But really, the suggested use is going to be something that you can expect predictable results from.
Now, I love that you said clinical results. Talk a little bit about the research behind collagen.
Well, I have over 80 studies on collagen for a lot of different areas. And it's not just skin health. It's joints and bones and cardiovascular system and digestive system and your teeth and your hair and your nails. But really, every single tissue in your body is affected by the health of your collagen. When it comes to skin, we know that it has a lot of different protective qualities. So there have been studies that show that it can help to reduce or reverse the damage from sun. We can see that it will reduce the fine lines and wrinkles. We know that NeoCell is clinically proven to increase skin hydration after 4 weeks. So there's a lot of different benefits. It affects your skin in so many different ways. It's really a total health of your skin. It's not just one area. Your skin will be more moist and plump. It'll be tighter. It'll be thicker. People talk about not only the sagging of the skin, but when your skin thins, the veins come to the surface. And so people would say varicose veins or have very visible veins through their skin. Well, that's because the collagen is so thin in their skin that the veins and arteries are able to be seen visibly from the outside. That's why a child doesn't have that issue, because they have very thick collagen in their skin. So there's just so many different ways. It's going to improve the overall health and look of the skin.
Aren't children born like 90% collagen or something? That's why their skin is so beautiful and plump.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I have my little daughter, and I look at the back of her hand, and this is a great test for people just to see visibly what happens in the body. If you take, say, a child's hand and look at it, pinch it a little bit, and it's soft, it's plump. If you pull it up, it snaps right back. And then if you, say, were to do the same thing with a 90-year-old, it's paper thin. It doesn't snap back. There's no elasticity. You can see basically through it. It almost becomes transparent. All of those things are because of this loss of collagen. As we age, and after about the age of 25, collagen production just naturally declines in the body. It's something that's inescapable. It's inevitable. It will happen to every single person on Earth that ever has existed in the history of humanity. The only way to reverse that is to somehow stimulate your body to reproduce collagen and produce it at a faster rate, at your youthful rate. And that's how you rebuild the collagen internally. So a supplement basically stimulates your body to produce collagen faster. It has been declining after the age of 25. You start to rebuild it by taking a supplement, and those tissues start to build and become more youthful looking.
Now let's talk about the bone health when it comes to collagen, because it does help our bones too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like to think about collagen as the rebar of your bones. So for anybody that is familiar with what the foundation of a house looks like, it's not just concrete. And they used to just pour concrete and it would snap and crack and break. But they figured out that if you could put these metal bars in between the concrete, it holds it together. And so much like in our bones, we have our calcium, but calcium's not magnetized, right? It doesn't hold together itself. Collagen is like the rebar that is woven in between those minerals that holds it together. And it's not just holding it together. Collagen gives the bones a little bit of flexibility as well. So if you're 20 and you fall down, when you hit the ground, your hip actually is able to absorb that impact because there is some flexibility in the bone because they have a lot of collagen. Somebody that's 90 years old, the collagen has been declining for so many decades. It's basically mostly minerals, and minerals are very brittle, so they're more likely to break their hip. If there's anything that you can do to rebuild some of that collagen framework within your bones, it's going to really stop it from being as brittle. There's a lot of studies that show it helps with osteoporosis or osteopenia. It's part of something that you want to be doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And it's one of those things that people don't think about until a lot of times it can be too late. It happened with my mother, and I've been telling her to get on our NeoCell products for so long, and she was diagnosed with osteoporosis. And I said, Mom, you have to start taking collagen right away. It's never too late, but it is going to go long-term. It's going to be affecting your mobility. It's going to be affecting your quality of life. If you break any bone in your body, especially at that age, it's a major life issue. And so the sooner somebody can take it, even if they're in their 20s or 30s, you're going to keep those bones strong when you hit those golden years of life.
So, Tim, you said you had 80 studies. Are any of those studies around people who had osteopenia that were able to reverse it by taking collagen?
Yeah, a lot of times what they do is study the cells that are producing new bone material and new collagen in the bone. So they'll basically have somebody take the collagen and look at the activity and see how much new collagen they're producing. So usually the way that studies are written, it says, we think that collagen is an essential nutrient in bone health. And they'll have certain markers about how dense the bone becomes. There's a lot of ways that people that are interested can check that out. There's a great resource on the internet. It's called PubMed, P-U-B-M-E-D. It's basically the library of journal articles. And if they just type in collagen osteoporosis or collagen osteopenia, a number of studies will pop up. People can read the results for themselves.
You know, my mom has osteopenia and just transferred to went over to osteoporosis, I think in like one of her vertebrae and her lower back. So I've been telling her about collagen. So I'm going to be sharing this podcast with her. And for any of you who are listening who know anybody who has osteoporosis or osteopenia, please share this with them because this is important information. And I think it's one of those supplements that not a lot of people know about. I mean, my mom, one of the first things her doctor told her to take was calcium. But now we know the research isn't necessarily, that's not what we should be taking. Collagen, to me, is one of those things that we actually should be taking. So I love that you said that there's research behind it. 80 studies, I mean, that's a lot of research.
Yeah, and you know, one of the eye-opening facts that I read one time was that America leads the world in the consumption of calcium. We have a lot of dairy in our diet, cheeses and milks and stuff like that. That didn't matter because we're also number three in osteoporosis rates.
Right.
Issue. You would think that if we had so much in our diet, it would make a difference. And it doesn't. It's a collagen issue.
It's a collagen issue. And so we're going to repeat that a few times. It's a collagen issue. It's a collagen issue.
Yeah.
And I think very, very important. It's a collagen issue. And that's why, you know, I tell my mom she should be taking NeoCell, and she started taking it because I gave her some. I have some I gave her. And I do think everybody listening should be taking it, not only for osteoporosis and osteopenia, but for other things we talked about as well. You know, you were saying that your daughter takes it, and I love that to hear that, you know, little kids can take it too. Tell me, is there a difference between fish collagen and beef collagen? I know NeoCell is beef collagen. Is there a difference in terms of efficacy? Is one better than the other? Because that's a question that comes up a lot for us. So we wanted to know if you could shed some light on that.
Well, generally what I say is that we prefer a beef collagen source because it's very economical. It's harder to source fish collagen. Also, beef cows are mammals, and so are we. And so the collagen that's in them mimics our body a little bit better. The collagen that's in fish is a little bit different. It's still very effective, and we do have a product called Marine Collagen that people can take if they're interested, if they don't want a beef source. I generally say take just the general super collagen from our line, unless there is an ethical or religious or cultural issue, and then you can always switch to the Marine Collagen. It'll still be great for you.
You know, one of the things you could do with collagen as well is eat collagen. Last year, I did an amazing video with Charles Chen, who is, I know, a huge fan of NeoCell, and probably he's one of my favorite people. I love him. Next to you, Tim, of course, and everybody at NeoCell.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love him too.
Oh my God. Love, 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 love him. And he is a chef, and he talks about eating healthy, and he talks about integrating or incorporating collagen into your food. So talk a little bit about, you know, that it's not only a supplement that you can put in your shakes, you can take it as a supplement, but you can also eat it.
Yeah, this is one of the most exciting things that's really come out in the last couple of years is we found out that you can put collagen into, say, boiling water, and it doesn't affect the bioactivity once you take it. Basically, boiling water doesn't break it down or change it. So anybody that's interested in just incorporating it very easily in their diet, it should just be taking our unflavored super collagen powder. You honestly can't even tell it's in food. It's something that a lot of parents are sneaking into their spaghetti sauce or their soup or, the salad dressings that they're giving to their children because, hey, they have no idea that it's even in there. And it's just adding additional nutrition to that food. So there's so many different areas. And one of the easiest ones is, I don't know about you, but I like to wake up and have a cup of coffee. And if you just mix collagen into your coffee, what an easy way to start your day right. And the added benefit is they found out that collagen is more satiating than other proteins like whey and soy. So if you take collagen in the morning, they noticed that people have, they consume 22% less calories naturally, and they have a 40, they're more satiated. They feel more full by 40% when they're taking collagen. So I don't know about you, but I always like to stay fit. Taking collagen with coffee in the morning is an excellent way, and I usually just kind of wait a little bit longer for breakfast and consume a few less calories and try to keep as fit as possible.
That's interesting. I'm a tea girl myself, but I guess it doesn't really have a taste, does it? You mean you could put it into any warm drink that you're drinking in the morning, right?
Totally flavorless. I used to do things at shows where I would mix some collagen into orange juice and then just give people orange juice and say, can you tell me the difference? Can you tell which orange juice has collagen and which one doesn't? And nobody could ever tell. So completely flavorless. It does affect the consistency just a little bit, just a little bit. And it's usually in a good way. So if anything, if you're cooking with it, it might make something a little bit more creamy. And Charles talks about that on a lot of his recipes. But it's in a good way. It's not in a gelatinous way or anything like that. So for the most part, people aren't going to know that it's in there. And the super collagen powder is probably the easiest way to do it.
So what would be, what would be one of your favorite recipes that Charles has made using collagen?
Oh my goodness, we just had a show and he made these super simple gluten-free cookie dough bites, and it was very low sugar, and he used collagen as a binder. And so basically it was like almond flour, which is very low carbs and higher protein, a couple other ingredients. I think there was some chia in there, but they were so easy to make and they were so tasty, and the collagen acted as a little bit of a binder for the bite. And I don't know if I ate 30 of them. I mean, they were so good.
I would have too.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, hey, it's actually packed with protein. I get my collagen for the day. I didn't feel guilty at all. And I know that we have a lot of those recipes up on our YouTube channel if anybody's interested. I know he has some matcha balls and things like that. You can mix it in smoothies. But man, those collagen cookie bites were the best.
What is the YouTube channel? Is it NeoCell on YouTube?
Yeah, if they just search NeoCell Collagen, you should pull up our Perfect. YouTube channel. We have a bunch of videos. We also have an actual cookbook that we've come out with, and you'll be able to get that through our website. It is down temporarily at the moment. We're redoing our site. But if people check back in a little while, we should be able to download some of those recipes as well.
Oh, that's great. What a great idea that you have a cookbook. That's brilliant. Really, really brilliant. That's a great idea. I love it. Well, Tim, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Is there anything you want to leave with our listeners before we go?
Yeah, I just really encourage people to try collagen. It is something that's going to help your entire area of life. And I know that we talked about a lot of individual benefits, but I think of collagen as a wellness supplement. If you're laid up on the couch because your joints hurt, you're not going to be able to get out there and experience life. If you feel good and look good, you're going to put your best face forward. So I just encourage people to try it. It's not very expensive, less than $15 usually for a 1 month supply. It's not a huge investment. Just try it for yourself, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it.
Well, just one quick last question. In terms of they get to this, somebody listening, they're like, yeah, I'm going to try it, and they go to the store. Should they be buying type 1 and 3 or type 2? Just quickly what that difference is.
Yeah, type 2 is only appropriate for cartilage, and so people that have arthritis, that's a cartilage issue. If they have a meniscus tear, a disc issue in their back, that's also a cartilage issue. That's where type 2 is appropriate. Everything else is going to be type 1 and 3. So for skin, hair, nails, ligaments, tendons, bones, digestive, cardiovascular, that's all type 1 and 3. And we primarily focus on type 1 and 3 at NeoCell. We always put it on our label if anybody's curious, but we really only have a couple products with type 2. Most everything else, including super collagen powder, is type 1 and 3.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you, Tim. As always, I love speaking to you. And you can learn more at neocell.com. And NeoCell, thank you so much for sponsoring Naturally Savvy Radio this month. We couldn't do it without you. So have a great day, Tim. I'm Andrea Donsky. Lisa Davis will be back next time. And you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. We're very active on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.